When Christians of several different denominations go to church tomorrow, they'll be urged to contact their federal MPs to register their opposition to gay marriage. The head of the Greek Orthodox Church has written to his congregation saying that altering the traditional form of marriage is, in his view, against the sacredness of marriage and of the family as taught by the Christian faith. The Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Peter Jensen, has written a letter to all his parishioners saying that for the good of society, the definition of marriage shouldn't be changed. Archbishop Jensen told AM's Meredith Griffiths he decided to act after the Catholic Church told him that it would be circulating such a letter among its congregations.
We ought not to feel that the whole matter is being inevitably going in one direction, but that we ought to make our voices known so that we make it clear that the Christian faith opposes this for the good of all.
In your letter, you say that it is beyond the power of Parliament to change the definition of marriage. If that's the case, why does it matter if good Anglicans believe a true marriage is only between a man and a woman? Why does it matter if a non-religious authority has declared something different?
If, for example, the federal Parliament were to change the definition of marriage in the Marriage Act, it would be a symbolic victory for those who think that it is possible for two men or two women to be actually married. And that symbolic victory would play itself out in the classrooms of the nation, as from then on it would be impossible to teach in the classroom that marriage is exclusively for male and female. So it would have a bad impact, even though it's attempting the impossible.
What would be the bad impact?
I would say, following the teaching of the Bible, that although friendship and fellowship is a great thing, the sexual relationship between two males or two females is something that's not for our good. Well, for those who take that line, which I think is the truth, this will make it very difficult, if not impossible, to keep saying that.
If an Anglican believed that it's not right for a man to be married or a woman and a woman to be married and that therefore that relationship was not actually what an Anglican would consider to be married, if two other people do that, how does it affect the Anglican? Can't they just disregard that as those people are to them not officially married?
Well, you know, my notice, Meredith, I'm not talking about Anglicans. I'm talking about all of us. This affects you. It affects me. It affects our society.
How does it affect you and me if
because
two other individuals...
children and your children go to school, and this is just one illustration, let me say, and we will be taught that the sexual relationship, as symbolised in marriage itself between two men, is just as authentic and just as true and just as good for us as a relationship between a man and a woman. Now, all down through human history and in the majority of places in the world today, people don't think that's for good. It's not just I don't know why you would think of this as an Anglican issue, though it is something that I, as an Anglican, am wanting to say to our community.
And that's Archbishop Peter Jensen ending that interview by Meredith Griffiths.